Okay. I just saw that resource to skill thing pull a Blender tutorial into an executable skill, and I'm kind of buzzing.
Right.
If you're wondering why that matters, it's because most agent skill libraries still live in plain text, missing the visual and temporal juice of videos.
Sure.
Exactly. The whole problem is that we've been ignoring a massive pool of human knowledge. Those step-by-step videos that actually show the UI clicks.
How's your week been, by the way? I've been knee-deep in a prompt tuning mess, so I'm glad we get a break.
Same, just juggling a repo that keeps crashing on Windows.
Huh. That's the classic works on my machine vibe.
Speaking of vibes, I was watching a cooking tutorial the other day and thought, if only we could distill that sauce-making process into a skill. Right?
Ha. Huh. Imagine an AI chef agent pulling from a YouTube video and plating a perfect risotto.
Right. Right. So the paper frames the core problem. Existing skill libraries are handwritten or derived from agent traces, which means they miss the rich procedural signals you get from multimodal resources like videos, repositories, and design artifacts.
Mm-hmm. Their key innovation is a hierarchical skill wiki where each entry bundles structured text, executable code snippets, visual examples, and provenance metadata.
Echo, wait, you mean they actually align video timestamps with code from the same repo?
Yeah. The pipeline extracts frame-by-frame actions, matches them to API calls in the linked source, then wraps both in a single skill node.
Right. That unifies offline construction and online acquisition. If the wiki can't answer a request, the same operator runs a fresh web search, pulls a new tutorial, and adds a skill on the fly.
Exactly. But the trade-off is the extra indexing overhead. Maintaining that hierarchical index across 7 domains isn't cheap.
No way. But the gains they report, 11.9 percentage points over a no-skill baseline, suggest the cost pays off.
Mm-hmm. Onyx, if I were to tweak it, I'd push more on the visual grounding step. Maybe use a diffusion model to synthesize missing frames instead of relying on sparse video cuts.
Yeah. And I'd love to see a lighter weight version for edge devices. The current approach seems built for cloud scale, which limits shipping to smaller teams.
Sure.
Honestly, I'm still not 100% sure on the exact figure. They said plus 11.9 percentage points. But I could be misreading the table.
I see.
My only worry is the provenance metadata. If the source video is outdated, the skill could inherit deprecated UI steps, and agents might keep propagating bad habits.
Right, right. That's a genuine risk. But they do include a freshness flag and can trigger reharvest when a skill falls out of sync.
Huh. So, the system basically has a built-in self-repair loop. Nice. If you want to tinker, the code lives at aka.ms/resource-to-skill. And the repo includes the extraction scripts and the wiki data for all 7 domains. Ready to be shipped.
Okay.
All right. That's our deep dive. Catch you next time when we see what else turns a video tutorial into a shipped skill.